Well, praise to our Lord who comforts and guides us.
感谢主，感谢这位安慰我们的神。
Today I'll be speaking on how long, O Lord, from Psalm 13.
今天我们要一起来看诗篇第十三篇，主啊，要到几时呢？
How long, O Lord, have you ever wondered how long, Lord?
主啊，要到几时呢？你是否也为此疑惑过？
How long will this COVID-19 last?
这个新冠病毒疫情到底还要持续多久？
How long will we see all this injustice or violence continue?
这一切的不公义与暴力还要持续多久呢？
How long will we have this shelter in place?
我们还需要居家隔离多久呢？
How long before I could travel to see my family and friends?
还有多久我才能出去拜访我的家人朋友呢？
Or even how long before we could meet together as a church?
到底还有多久我们才能回到这里一同聚会呢？
We have wondered and we have asked the question, How long, O Lord?
很多时候我们一直在问，主啊，还要多久？
Now, if you think about it, sometimes our how long could be very mild, like, you know, how long before dinner? Or it could be very extreme, like, how long before this crisis be over?
有时候我们的还要多久可以是很轻松的，比如还有多久开饭，但是也有极端的情况，比如主啊，这场疫情到底要什么时候才会结束？
Can I ask you, have you ever wondered or felt frustrated and waiting too long?
你是否曾经因为等待太久而感到沮丧呢？
Do you find yourself being impatient faster than slower?
你是否很快就不耐烦了？
When you wonder how long, time and time again, have you ever got to the point where you become so discouraged, so frustrated?
当你一次又一次疑惑的时候，你是否灰心丧气而想要放弃这一切？
The unprecedented, the uncertainty, and the unknown may have twisted around us more than we think.
这些前所未见、不确定的，甚至充满未知的事情对我们的影响其实要超过我们所想。
Today we're going to take a look in God's Word, and particularly in the Psalms, and there are several Psalms that are written in sadness, such as this one.
今天我们一起来读神的话语，在诗篇当中有很多诗篇是在悲痛当中写成的。
This gives us insight to anyone who cries out for help.
这篇经文可以给在痛苦中寻求帮助的人一些启发。
And when we think about the writer of this psalm, David, he had his highs and he had his lows.
当我们看到这篇诗的作者大卫，他自己也经历了高山与许多的低谷。
In Psalm 13, he was facing perhaps the most difficult moment in his life.
在诗篇十三篇中，他可能正经历人生中最困难的时刻。
However, this divinely poetry, inspired poetry, shows in the life of David.How we need to respond, how we need to trust the Lord in times of uncertainty.
这一首受圣灵启发的诗展示了大卫在困境当中是如何信靠神，而我们或许也可以做出类似的回应。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 13.
让我们一起来读诗篇第十三篇。
And I'll have Jason to go ahead and read it for us.
诗篇十三篇，耶和华啊，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？耶和华我的上帝啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
From the very first verse, how long, O Lord, David doesn't waste any time. He promptly, he passionately petitions the Lord.
从第一句开始，大卫并没有浪费时间，而是积极地去问上帝，还要多久啊？
He is very emotional when he asks these questions, how long?And it reveals his deep intensity of wanting the Lord to deliver him from these crises.
大卫这几个问题彰显了他很情绪化的、很激动的情绪。那这四个问句也清楚地表明了大卫
For David, it felt like the crisis lasted way too long.
可能对大卫来讲，这个危机持续时间已经太长了。
If we think about waiting, when it comes to short-term waiting, like a day, a week, we're fine with that. But when we have to wait and we don't know how long to wait, it bothers us, doesn't it?
或许短期的等待，比如一天或者一个礼拜，我们可以忍受。然而，当我们所处的困境超过我们预期，甚至更长的时候
，And sometimes it bothers us to the point where we not only wonder, but we sometimes wander in our thoughts.
但这些情况，怀疑就会涌上心头。
Sometimes we ask, we may think about God, what are you doing? I can't go on much further.
很多时候，你可能会想，主啊，你在做什么？我停滞不前了。
Or maybe we wondered, God, I don't understand what's happening to us. God, aren't you helping me?
有时候我们会问，主啊，你为什么不来帮助我？
Or we may also ask the same question in Psalm 13, How long, O Lord?
我们也可能问诗篇十三篇中同样的问题，主啊，还要到几时呢？
As we study Scripture, we're going to take a look at the four how longs for the very beginning part of our message here.
我们今天要来看这四个还要多久呢？从第一节、第二节开始。
And these first four how longs are found in the first two verses.
这四个 how long 还要多久呢？是在第一节和第二节。
And it doesn't just reveal about David; it reveals about God's patience. It reveals about God's wisdom.
这不仅仅是关于大卫。也展示了上帝的品质。
Let's notice the first how long. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?
第一个还要多久？耶和华，你忘记我到永远吗？
Now, just notice that phrase or notice that word forever. It seems extreme, doesn't it?
永远听起来好像很极端。
But that's how far David was in the dumps.
当时大卫也正陷在如此低谷当中。
By the way, this is not the only psalm that reveals his despondency. There are plenty of laments in Psalm 10. The psalmist says, God has forgotten, he hid his face from me. In Psalm 42, it says, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me?
这也不是诗篇当中唯一一篇表达沮丧的诗篇。诗篇中有许多这样的感叹，比如在诗篇第十篇中，诗人说：“上帝竟忘记了，他掩面永不观看。”诗篇第四十二篇提到：“我要对上帝，我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？”
Let me ask you, have you ever felt forgotten?
你曾感到被遗忘吗？
Have you ever felt left out somewhere or somehow?
你曾感到被忽略吗？
Sometimes these occasions occur, you know, spontaneously.
很多时候这种感觉是一起出现的。
Sometimes we feel left out when somebody gets something and we don't.
有时候我们感到被忽略是因为其他人比我们更先得到了我们想要的东西。
Sometimes we feel left out even when it comes to prayer.
很多时候我们感到被遗忘是因为跟祷告有关。
We may be praying for the same thing as somebody else and sometimes an answer prayer goes to somebody else versus us.
可能我们为同样的东西祷告，但是其他人比我们更先，他们祷告更先蒙了应允。
And so sometimes we wonder, or we sometimes feel like we've been forgotten, haven't we?
很多时候我们会问自己，我们是否有这样的感受？我们感到被遗忘。
In Psalm 14, the psalmist says, "I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me?"
在诗篇第十四篇提到，我要对上帝我的磐石说，你为何忘记我？
In Psalm 14, a few verses later, it says, "By day God directs His love; at night His song is with me. Put your hope in God."
之后经文说，白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的上帝，应当仰望上帝。
Why do I point out Psalm 14?The reason being is that Psalm 14 is very similar to what's happening here in Psalm 13.
为什么要提诗篇第十四呢？因为诗篇第十四跟我们今天要看的十三有很相似的地方。
David feels forgotten here in verse 1, but later on he is reminded or he is refreshed by God's steadfast love.
在诗篇第十三篇中，虽然大卫感到被遗忘，但是他仍然记得上帝不变的爱。
You know, when we feel forgotten like David, We need to refresh ourselves with God's love. We need to be reminded about God's faithfulness. The Bible says He is faithful even when we are faithless.
当我们感到被遗忘时，上帝的爱和信实也可以来更新我们。圣经说，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
Notice the second how long in this passage.
第二个疑问呢？
It says, how long will you hide your face from me?
你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
Now, by the way, the phrase hide your face from me.
这一句啊，掩面不顾。
You need to remember that either God shines His face, or it's described as God hides His face.
很多时候，圣经的描述要么是神掩面不顾我们，或者神仰脸光照我们。
In the book of Numbers, Moses said, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes His face shine upon you and be gracious to you."
这让我们想起民数记中的摩西，里面经文提到，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
This is a pronouncement of blessing. Be blessed.
这是一个祝福的宣告。
But when David asks the question, "How long will you hide your face from me?" he's thinking something different.
但大卫在这里却没有感觉到。
He is doubtful. He is kind of wondering if God is not blessing him.
他充满了疑虑，他不认为神的恩惠与他的同在。
But that's farther from the truth because when we look at Psalm, when we look at Scripture, God, particularly in Psalm 84, it says God is the sun and the shield and God does not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly.
但我刚才所说的并不是事实，因为在诗篇84篇中提到，因为耶和华上帝是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
So even when we are waiting and we are wondering and wondering what's going on, God is watching and God is actively working behind the scenes for us.
所以在我们等待的时候，上帝也在注视着我们，他在幕后也做了许许多多事情。
Just think of the examples in Scripture. Just look in the book of Ruth and the life of Ruth and Naomi. Just think in the book of Genesis and Noah's life and even Joseph's life.God was working behind the scenes. They may have waited, but God was working and watching.
比如在路德记中的路德和拿俄米，比如创世记中的挪亚和约瑟。当你在等待的时候，上帝也在注视着，并且正在幕后做工。
And so for us, let us be reminded when we are waiting, God is watching and God is working in our lives and around and all around.
所以我们也要提醒我们自己。神也会在幕后做工，即便我们在等待的时候。
As I mentioned, there are four how longs, and here's the third how long. It says, "How long must I take counsel in my soul and sorrow in my heart all the day?"
第三个问题，我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？
This is very insightful to the psalmist's sadness, right?
诗人只是专注自己，关注自己的忧伤。
The psalmist is thinking out loud here. In other words, he is actually thinking, I'm taking counsel in myself.
他只是在单单的专注于自己。
In other words, he's putting it all on him. He's taking stock in himself.
他正在自己承担这一切。
You know, he is taking it on, the burden, and he's beginning to just reason by himself, and this is what contributes to his sorrowness.
这一切都会给他带来痛苦。当他把所有的压力都扛在自己肩上的时候
，Have you ever wondered when we get impatient？
你有没有想过，当我们失去耐心的时候
，Sometimes we do the same thing。
很多时候我们也会做同样的事情。
We take it upon ourselves. We work extra hard. We put it on our shoulders. We may abandon the game plan for something else.
我们也会自己扛着这一切，可能会更努力的工作，把压力放在肩上。我们可能会放弃原有的计划，而去尝试新的计划。
And instead of the game plan A, we go to B, C, D, and E.
我们可能会尝试各种各样的计划。
In other words, we take matters in our own hands.
换句话说，我们自己的事情我们要自己做主。
You know, taking matters in our own hands is like taking the cookies out of the oven before it bakes, and all you got is a gooey mess.
就像把饼干从烤箱里拿出来，还没有烤熟，就看到黏糊糊的一坨。
we make a mess, we are a mess, and it becomes messy all around when we just take it within ourselves.
当我们尝试自己去掌管一切的时候，一切都会变得乱七八糟。
We have forgotten that God is our deliverer. God is our salvation, which He is for those He has saved in Christ Jesus.
很多时候我们会忘记神是我们的救赎者，他是我们这些在基督里得救之人的救赎。
Think about this. If God delivered us from the very worst consequence, which is death, do you think He will deliver according to His purpose for the right here, the right now?
如果上帝已经将我们从死亡当中拯救出来，那你觉得他会在当下按照他的旨意来救赎我们吗？
Yeah, on occasions there are times that we have to wait, and sometimes it's not going to be easy, even tears coming down our face.
是的，很多时候我们是需要等待，时常我们需要流泪等待。
But waiting on God is a lot better than waiting on somebody else or even yourself.
然而等候神比起我们自己去承担这一切，然后整日忧愁，要好得多。
Remember, when the psalm waited upon himself or thought about himself, it led to sorrow. When he waits upon the Lord, something changes in him.
当我们想靠着自己的时候，我们会看到诗人很痛苦；而当我们选择去等候神、依靠神的时候，一切都不一样了。
Now there's the last how long. It says, "How long shall my enemies be exalted over me?"
那第四个问题，要到这个要到几时呢？
If you think about it, you kind of wonder about how long will my enemies be exalted over me?
我们会想这个。
David is feeling defeated here.
大卫这里感到了有很深的挫败感。
You have to remember that David is a warrior. He's a fighter. He's very competitive.
大卫他是一个战士。
Remember in his shepherding days, he knew how to defend the flock. He took on the lion. He took on the bear.
当他还是个牧羊人的时候，他就知道如何去保护他的羊群。
Even in his youthful days, he took on a giant, right?
在年轻的时候，他也敢于挑战非利士人。
So how did this warrior, how did this fighter feel defeated before his enemies?
是什么导致这样一名战士在面对敌人的时候感到挫败？
Now, historically, we do not know who the enemy is here in our context. We don't know if it's a longtime nemesis to the people of God. We don't know if it's Saul or the royal army. We don't know if it's somebody wicked or anybody. But what we do know is the enemy is gaining ground and is approaching and encroaching upon David.
我们不清楚他的敌人到底是谁，是神的选民的宿敌呢，还是扫罗他的军队，还是其他的人。但我们知道他敌人已经入侵。并且占据了优势。
Now, we know that any enemy of the people of God, especially in the Old Testament, was an enemy of God.
我知道在旧约当中，任何与神的子民为敌的，也都是神的敌人。
And friends, we also know the ultimate enemy is the devil who wanders around like a lion seeking to devour.
我们也都知道，我们最终的敌人是魔鬼，他如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
However, whatever and whoever is the enemy, we may also cry out to the Lord.
不论我们所面临的敌人是谁，我们都可以向神呼喊。
And we should have confidence in our cries because the Lord is actively listening, actively compassionately caring for us, and working in our lives.
那么在呼喊的时候，我们也要充满信心，因为我们知道我们的神也在积极地注视着我们。
Now, when we get to verses 3 and 4, it becomes the turning point in our passage.
第三节和第四节这里出现了一个转折。
And at this point, sometimes we wonder, remember, Psalm 13 is a prayer before God.
我们知道诗篇第十三篇是一篇向神的祈祷文。
And there's the old adage that says prayer changes things.
有句老话说，祷告改变一切。
But I really think that the proper perspective is God is changing people. God is changing David.
事实上是上帝让大卫的心发生转变。
So in reality, God is orchestrating this change not so much on the outside, but in the inside of the servant.
就神的改变不是在外在，而是在他仆人内心。
David is desperately crying out.
大卫已经穷途末路了。
He's got to the point that he feels like he's giving up because he feels like he's defeated.
他觉得自己已经想要放弃了。
But this is the turning point. This is where David starts to trust God more.
但在这里我们看到这是大卫的一个转折，他开始选择去更多的去信靠神。
And how he trusts God is orchestrated by God.
我们怎么样去信靠神，也是由神来掌管。
Well, let me tell you, look at the phrase, what David says to God, light up my eyes.
在这里大卫说，你使我眼睛明亮。
Now that phrase, light up my eyes, seems odd, doesn't it?
听起来有点奇怪，不是吗？
Remember, David's eyesight was fine.
大卫视力应该没有问题。
He could see his hand in front of him. He could see the green grass, he could see the rocks, he could see the rivers and such.
他可以看到他的手，还可以看到周遭的一切。
But admittedly, he needed to see things differently.
诚然，他需要换个角度来看事情。
And so what he's asking God, I need to see things differently.
他祈求神让他从不同的角度来看待事情。
The phrase, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死。
The latter phrase revealed how dire the situation is.
后面这一句彰显了当时的情况是多么的恶劣。
What David is asking, he's asking God's help for him to see things in faith.
他需要神来帮助他更有信心地面对各样的事情。
Give me the eyes, or give me the perspective to see you and your work at these times.
赐我你的眼光，让我看到你和你的作为。
Isn't this so, or isn't this a pattern that we should also follow in our lives?
不是这样吗？当我们自己遇到这样情况的时候，我们也需要这样去面对。
When we have felt that we have waited more than enough, shouldn't we seek the Lord? Shouldn't we ask the Lord for faith to see?
当你觉得自己等到不耐烦的时候，我们是否也要去寻求耶和华？
The incredible part is God responds because He is sovereign.
但这里神回应了。
Only a sovereign God will allow his children to suffer, to complain, to draw them near for a better perspective, but not just a better perspective, but for a deeper trust in him.
唯独有主权的上帝才会允许他受苦的儿女来向他抱怨，使得他们不仅有更好的视角，而且对他有更深的信任。
You know, we will find the same things with deeper convictions, how we need God more and more,more than just a simply change in scenery.
我们需要神不单单只是让他改变我们周遭的环境。
Again, the phrase, light up our eyes. In other words, let us see you. If we don't see you, it would be though as we die.
使我眼睛明亮，让我看见你。若我们见不到你，就好像我们死了一样。
David is fervently praying, fervently pleading, I need you, Lord.
大卫正在迫切地祷告。主啊，我需要你，我每时每刻都需要你。
He needs the Lord every minute, every moment.
他需要，他在每时每刻都需要神。
And what David is discovering is he's discovering that God is and he is more than enough.
大卫意识到上帝是何等的充足且有余。
Now for the next verse, David also mentioned that he hoped that he won't be defeated, that the enemies may gloat.
在下面一节中我们也看到大卫他希望自己不会被打败，以免敌人对他幸灾乐祸。
Now David knew very young, at a very youthful age that he had been anointed the king according to God's plan.
大卫他知道他是按照神的旨意被高立为王的。
And those that were around him were aware of this as well.
他身边的人也知道。
Sadly, they were not concerned with any person nor any plan of God.
可悲的是他们并不在意任何神的人或者神的计划。
Now here's another turning point in this Psalms.
这是另外一个转折点。
David had figured out it's not about him, it's about God.
大卫已经意识到了，这不是关乎于他，而是关乎于上帝。
This situation is not about the individual, not about David, but about the Lord.
当下的环境不是关乎于他自己这个个人，而是关乎于神。
Track with me for a second.If he, that is David, lost, it would appear that God had failed.
我们一起来看，如果大卫输了，那这也意味着上帝也失败了。
In dealing with the adversary, encountering the enemy, any adversaries, it's not about an individual, but it's about the Lord's will to be done.
在遇到敌人以及任何逆境的时候，这切都是为了成就神的旨意，而不是人的旨意。
We too must come to the same conclusion. It's not about us. It's about God.
所以我们也必须得出同样的结论，这不是关乎于我们，而是关乎于神。
It's not about our plan. It's about God's plan.
这不是我们的计划，这是神的计划。
It's not about our glory. It's about God's glory.
这不是我们的荣耀，而是神的荣耀。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。
I want you to notice that there is a pattern here in Psalm 13.
我想请大家注意诗篇十三篇的格式。
The pattern is very simple.
看上去非常简单。
The psalmist presents the problem, but then eventually he'll end in praise to God.
诗篇当中从一开始提出问题，然后再到赞美神。
Usually, we like to start off in praise, and then we get to the problem.
很多时候我们是先赞美，然后再来提问题。
But David starts off with the problem because he was so desperate, but then eventually it ends in praise to our Lord and our God.
但大卫是先从问题开始，因为他实在太痛苦了，但最终却来到了对神的赞美。
David pleads the situation before the Lord, and towards the very end, he's singing God's praise.
大卫把他的当下的情况带到神的面前，但之后他更深的信靠神。
This is a deeper turning of trust, deeper still to our Lord and our God.
这是与神更深更亲近的一种关系。
Notice the phrase, he says, But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt bountifully with me.
这里说但我依靠你的这个坚定不移的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。
A couple of things I want you to notice. Notice the steadfast love.
这个慈爱前面有个修饰词，坚定不移。
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy has come to an end.
耶和华坚定不移，他的慈爱永不休止。
The steadfast love is embedded in God's covenant to His people, His promises.
这一份坚贞的爱蕴含在神与他子民所立的约中。
This is who God is, and this is what God does with His people.
这就是神他自己，这也是神与他子民之间的关系。
David turned to the Lord. David trusted in the Lord, believed in Him, even in the midst of uncertainty.
大卫转向神，他信任神，信靠神，即便是在未知当中。
And so now you're seeing the change that has happened in David.
现在我们可以看到大卫他内心的转变。
Remember at the beginning, he's asking, How long, O Lord?
从我们一开始看到大卫一直在问主啊，还要多久啊？
To now he's marveling how much God loves him.
而到现在我们看到神你是如此的爱我。
Remember early in the beginning, he said, How long will you forget me? To now it's, How long will God love me forever?
从一开始大卫说你忘记我要到几时呢？到现在，你的慈爱永存。
What a transformation that's happening with David as he trusts in the Lord, as he realizes God's love.
这何等大的转变。
Let me ask you, have you turned to God's love? Have you turned to the Lord?
你是否已经向转向神的爱呢？
Have you responded in repentance before both a holy and loving God?
你是否已经在圣洁和慈爱的神面前做出了悔改的回应呢？
The Bible says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
圣经说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Can I ask you this morning, have you turned to the Lord? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你已经相信耶稣基督了吗？
And if you haven't, will you now believe in Christ, who died on the cross for your sins?
如果还没有的话，你愿意现在接受这位在十字架上为你的罪而受死的基督吗？
Discover God's love through Jesus Christ.
我们让我们透过耶稣基督来更明白神的爱。
David turned, that is, he repented. David trusted in God's love.
大卫悔改，大卫信靠神。
I want you to notice another phrase in verse 6. It says, But the Lord has dealt bountifully to me.
第六节，大卫说：“ 因他用厚恩待我。
Have you ever come to the point where you could say that the Lord has dealt bountifully to me?
你是否有过这样的经历，说神用恩厚待我呢？
In other words, God has been more than gracious. God has been more than merciful to me.
神他的慈爱真是高过诸天的。
That you could stop right here, right today, and say, "The Lord has dealt bountifully to me."
在这里，你也可以说，神用厚恩待我。
Even in the midst of uncertainty, even in the midst of unknown, David is saying this and stating, "God has dealt bountifully to me."
即便在这一切未知当中，但大卫依然可以信靠神。他说，他用厚恩待我。
Who God is and what God has done is more than enough for me.
神他自己是谁，已经足够了。
It's very important to notice that God David remembered God's faithfulness. David remembered His love.
也很重要一点，大卫记得上帝的信实以及他的慈爱。
It's also very important to notice that God had given David the resolve to untangle his emotions and to remember his faithfulness.
神也帮助大卫解开了他情绪上的束缚。
God granted David the faith to remember, and now the joy to rejoice in the Lord once again.
那神也赐给大卫信心，使他能够想起这一切，也让他能够再次以神为乐。
So as we live in uncertain and unprecedented times, we need to trust the Lord too.
这就是我们在这个不确定、前所未有的时代当中，我们也需要去更多的信靠神。
We need to turn back to God's faithfulness.
我们也需要回转去寻找神的信实。
We need to turn back to the truth in His Word.
我们就要回转向他话语当中的真理。
We need to recall how God has been faithful to us and will continue to be faithful.
我们也要需要常常去回想神对我们是如何的信实，以及在未来会如何来带领我们。
We need to come to the conclusion that God is and will move even though we will wait.
就我们要知道，上帝在我们等待的时候，他依然在行动。
And so even in the midst of uncertain and unknown times, God is actively working, He's actively watching,And he's involved in our lives, involved in our church.
当我们在这种不确定的时刻，在我们等待的时刻，神依然在做工。
So while we wait, will we trust?
当我们在等待的时候，我们是否会信靠？
Will we believe that the Lord is working in our lives?
我们是否相信神在我们的生命当中做工？
Even when we are unsettled in our lives, will we believe that God will calm our souls, calm our hearts?And that we would once again rejoice in song before the Lord.
当我们焦虑的时候，我们是否相信神他会亲自的来安慰我们？
This morning, I challenge you as brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天早上，我想来挑战各位。
That even though that there are uncertainties in our lives and in this world, that we could still rejoice in the Lord God Almighty.
即便在这个世界当中有许许多多不确定性，但是我们依然能够在神当中去寻求他的喜乐。
Because his faithfulness has never stopped, his love has never ceased.
他的信实永不更改，他的爱也永不止息。
And he has never stopped working in your life and the life of this church.
他没有停止工作，在你的生活当中，在这个教会当中。
Let us join and let us praise our Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we praise you and honor you and bless you.
天父全能的主，我们赞美你，将一切的荣耀归于你。
We thank you, Lord, for your salvation, and thank you, God, for drawing us to yourself.
感谢你的救赎，感谢你亲自吸引我们到你面前。
Father, we know it is you, O God, who opened up blind eyes to see our desperate need for salvation.
主啊，我们曾经眼瞎，但是你让我们看到了我们是何等的需要得到拯救。
It was you, O God, who awakened our cold, dead hearts to believe in Christ.
主啊，是你唤醒了我们冰冷坚硬的心，让我们能够相信基督。
It was you, O God, who moved our stubborn wills to repent of our sins.
主啊，是你感动了我们固执的意念，使我们为自己的罪而悔改。
By your grace, we are saved in Christ by through faith.
因着你的恩典，我们得到拯救。
We are forever grateful and humble.
我们永远感恩以及谦卑。
Lord, we pray for a country amidst the chaos and uncertainty, and we pray for your healing, for your peace, and for your justice to be done.
主啊，我们要为我们的国家祷告，在一切纷扰之中，我们祈求你的医治、你的平安以及你的公义。
We pray that all people will revere you, respect your truth, and repent before you.
愿所有人都敬畏你，尊重你的真理，在你面前忏悔。
We pray for your help that you would help us all to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before you.
帮助我们行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与你同行。
Lord, we also pray for our church, and we do long to come together to worship you here in this sanctuary.
主啊，我们为我们的教会祷告，我们渴望能够聚集在你的圣殿中来敬拜你。
And so we pray for your leading, we pray for wisdom upon the leaders, and we pray that you would help us to spur one another in love and good deeds, and that we may encourage one another as the day draw near.
求你来带领，求你赐智慧给教会的领袖。求你帮助我们能够用爱心来互相扶持勉励，让彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Lord, we thank you for those who just graduated from high school, and we rejoice with them and their families.
我要为今年的高中毕业生向你献上感恩，我们与毕业生及他们的家人一同喜乐。
We pray for your guidance upon their future.
求你带领他们未来的道路。
We pray that you would help them to identify more with their faith in Christ.
帮助他们更清楚认识到自己在基督里的信仰。
We pray that you would help them to choose wisely, to grow in maturity, and be both gracious and humble before all.
帮助他们做出智慧的选择，也更加成熟，在人前也能有谦和的样子。
Lord God, we are mindful to lift up the Chan family to you, and we pray, Father, for your comfort and your peace to be upon them.
我们也要将陈毅、陈弟兄的一家交托、仰望在你面前，愿你安慰与平安临到他们。
We pray, Father, for those who are weak, may you strengthen them.
我们为所有软弱的祷告，求你加添力量给他们。
We pray for those who are ill, may you heal them.
为所有在病痛中的人祷告，求你医治他们。
Father, we pray for those who are expecting, particularly Rachel and Catherine and their families.
我们为准妈妈们祷告，包括月泉姊妹和婷恩姊妹。
We pray, Father, for health upon the mothers.
求你赐健康给母亲。
We pray for healthy growth upon the baby in the womb.
保守腹中的胎儿健康成长。
And we pray for the fathers too, to help them to be a good servant.
也为准爸爸们祷告，愿他们能够成为一个好的服侍者。
And Lord, we just pray, Father, that we would channel our cries before you.
主啊，求你能够帮助我们。
That we would be reminded of your faithfulness and goodness to us.
让我们想起啊，你的慈爱，你的恩典。
And that even though we may cry for the night, that we would praise you in the morning.
就可能夜晚虽有哭泣，但早晨必欢呼。
Because you are good, and because you are so loving to us.
主啊，因为你是如此的爱我们。
We give you all the thanks and praise.
我们将一切的颂赞都归给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.